Joining us next on the programme today, we are joined by a local author and a lady who's been involved in setting up a not-for-profit organisation is Leslie Winton. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, the book that we're talking about is Holly the Mahogany Girl. Do you want to tell us a bit about this and why this has been set up, the not-for-profit organisation?
Yes, of course. I lost my beloved dog, Holly, at the end of May this year. I'd taken Holly on about 5 years ago. She'd been a victim of neglect. She'd been used as a breeding machine and fed rubbish and kept in a cage too small for her and never exercised. And when she came to me, she weighed 10 stones, 62 kilos. So she was bigger than a small bear and she was an incredibly poorly soul. She could barely put one paw in front of another. And at the time she came into my life, I'd had a pretty rotten few years. I'd been made redundant and I was having a few personal issues. So we were both pretty broken when our lives came together. And slowly but surely we mended each other and put each other back together again. And I nursed Holly back to as good a health as she was ever going to get. And we had a wonderful couple of years before a few other health issues started to kick in for her as a result of her early years of neglect. But despite battling numerous health problems, Holly was an incredibly happy and cheeky and mischievous girl. She was quite a diva. She certainly kept me in my place. And sadly, I had to let her go on May the 29th of this year after she developed bone cancer on top of everything else. And I was utterly devastated by her loss, and to help me cope with the grief, I started to write her book. And because I'd had to give Holly so much medication every morning, and our morning routines were very packed, the mornings I was so bereft in the morning. So I used that time to write her book, and I really felt her story had to be told. And I started it 4 days after she died, and I wrote it in 26 days. And I just felt it was so important to tell her story because I feel it would help highlight the issues of elderly and special needs dogs and how rewarding it can be to take on one of these dogs that are so often overlooked in shelters, but also to highlight the wonder of the human-canine bond and also how incredibly hard it can be when people don't take pet loss seriously and it can be belittled so much. So that's really why I wrote her book. And I'm delighted to say since then, it was published in September, and since then it's gone from strength to strength. It's available on Amazon. It's also available through the website www.hollyshugs.org. And it's getting rave reviews, and we've got a number of local stockers. We've got a number of businesses and veterinary services and shops that are stocking her book as well. So there's a number of different places you can buy it. And I'm delighted to say it's receiving rave reviews.
This is the first book you've put together.
It is, yes, it is. It's the first book I wrote. I've always been a keen writer and I've done a number of small articles for magazines, but this was the first book I wrote. And I felt so strongly Holly had such an enormous impact on my life. She really was an incredible dog. So many people always said to me that she was lucky to have me, but it was most definitely the other way around. I was lucky to have her. And I just felt it would be such a loss if her story wasn't told. And the book charts her recovery from a very, very poorly dog to a much, much happier dog, but one that had to contend with a lot of illnesses. But despite that, a dog that had an enormous zest for life and enthusiasm for life right up until a couple of days before I lost her. She really was the most wonderful companion.
Leslie, do you think now you're maybe in the writing mood that we could see another novel coming from yourself, another book?
Yeah, I hope so. I do love writing, and so much has happened since I lost Holly that I most definitely think it would give perfect content for the second book. I've already started to make some notes, but I'd love to make Holly the Mahogany Girl a bestseller first of all, and then I'll move on to the next one.
All right. Let's remind everybody how they can find more information about it.
Well, the other thing I did after I wrote the book was I set up an organisation called Holly's Hugs, and through Holly's Hugs, we raise money to buy treats and toys to make up goodie boxes for canine soldiers working with our troops out in Afghanistan, but also for elderly and special needs dogs and dogs in shelters, but also to, again, raise awareness of the wonder of the human-canine bond and how hard it can be when people lose a pet. And Holly's Hugs has a great Facebook following, but we also have the website, hollyshugs.org, and you can buy Holly's book through Holly's Hugs. There is a special page dedicated to her book where you can read all the reviews that have come in so far, plus you can read an extract from the book, the chapter entitled Fetch, and you can also get the direct link on that page of her website to Amazon, where it can be purchased, and there's also a list on that page of all the local stockists where people can buy the book as well.
Leslie Winton, all I can say is thanks for coming in and chatting to us on the programme.
Thank you, Graham.